It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, with the sun not shining and a look of hard, wet rain in the clearness of the foothills. I was wearing my powder blue suit with a dark blue shirt, tie, and display handkerchief. I was neat, clean, shaved, and sober, and I didn't care who knew it. I was everything the well-dressed private detective ought to be. I was calling on $4 million.
Good morning, Mr.
Marlowe. Here to see General Sternwood.
Come in, sir. I'll tell the general you're here.
The main hallway of the Sternwood place was two stories high. Over the entrance was a broad stained glass panel showing a knight in dark armor rescuing a lady who was tied to a tree and didn't have any clothes on but some very long and convenient hair. The knight had pushed the visor of his helmet back to be sociable, and he was fiddling with the knots on the ropes that tied the lady to the tree and not getting anywhere. I stood there and thought that if I lived in the house, I would sooner or later have to climb up there and help him. He didn't seem to be really trying.
Hello.
Hello.
Tall, aren't you?
I didn't mean to be.
Handsome, too. And I bet you know it. What's your name?
Riley. Doghouse Riley.
That's a funny name. Are you a prize fighter?
Not exactly. I'm a sleuth.
Uh-huh. You're making fun of me.
Uh-huh.
What?
Get on with you. You heard me.
You're just a big tease. You're awfully tall. Oh.